A Snoonimoke First Nation event celebrating its culture and its youths is open to all this weekend. Snoonimoke Days began Friday, July 25, with war canoe races on the waters off Needham Street and Shoreline Drive and events planned for the entire weekend. This year's event also includes a basketball tournament, a market, and the traditional bone game Lahal. Kate Good, event coordinator, explained the game. They sit across from each other, and one team has the bones, and they hide them, and the other team is the guesser, she said. They're looking for the striped bones, I believe, and that can go on for hours, going back and forth, because you win sticks that they have lined out in front here. Once the other team has all your sticks, then they're the winners. Additionally, a jam session and feast are scheduled at the nation's longhouse at Cedar, as canoe paddlers with tribal journeys happen to be making a stop in the territory during Snoonimoke Days. Kaimemo Blaney, one of the tribal journeys participants, and said he relishes the jam session and feast. It's gonna be a lot more lighthearted, he said. In our protocol sessions you have to do a lot more prep, everyone has to come prepared, but when it's these jam sessions, it's a lot of sharing, it's a lot of giving. It's everyone coming out and sharing what they have. You've got a lot of fun songs, and everyone comes together and sings them as one, which is awesome, and it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I love it. Good reiterates that Snoonimoke Days are open to all and she hopes people come down. Pack up your chair and come and enjoy all the festivities that we have to offer down here. It is an open event, and we would like to see as much community as we can, she said. Festivities continue Saturday, July 26 and conclude Sunday, July 27, with drivers directed to come to the reservation via Needham Street. For more information, go to http://snoonimoke.exposure.co/.